We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Kevin.
Well, we find out the FBI did warn the Capitol Police that they should have been on high alert, and the former head of the Capitol Police claims that he requested the National Guard and some general backed them off, saying it wouldn't look good. How did these people get into our nation's capital and almost put our elected officials in a life-or-death situation?
Larry, I have to tell you, the onus of this goes back on Congress, and let me explain why. The only federal law enforcement agency responsible to the legislative branch of the United States of America is the United States Capitol Police. Now, the Capitol Police, unlike any other federal law enforcement agency, reports to Congress, not the President of the United States. So that means that Congress develops a committee, and that committee is responsible for formulating and implementing policies on access control for the building, as well as crisis management, crisis response, tactical police response. All of that is in the hands of Congress. So for Congress, for anyone to say that the FBI did not provide them intel, for God's sakes, we knew, the general public knew that this was going to happen. How could they say they didn't know? How could they say that for the several hundred CCTV cameras that they have on the exterior perimeter of the Capitol, how did they not see tens of thousands of people approaching the building, and how did they not have the ability to lock down that building? Some heads have to roll, and it's got to start with Congress.
Wow. And, you know, the police there, the Capitol Hill Police, I think it's a force of about 2,000. They have a $561 million budget, so it's not like they're lacking any funds or anything like that. But when that crowd arrived and started getting violent right out in front, I mean, there was just a small fence there. There was a snow fence and stuff like that. And then they started fighting with the front line officers. There were maybe 15 officers up there, and they started punching them and stuff like that. Were you surprised that, you know, some force was not used, like gun? They didn't open fire on the protesters right there. And were you surprised by the antics right there in the front of the building before they intruded?
I'm sorry, Kevin. I was not surprised by the antics. I was really surprised by the lack of force implemented by police. But what we need to understand is that those line of law officers that are working to protect the exterior perimeter, they're not acting on their own. They're acting on orders. So orders came from above, whether it be the chief or whether it be someone above the chief, on the type of force, the amount of force that was going to be deployed, as well as whatever impact weapons or non-lethal force that was going to be permitted to be used at that point in time. They knew the people were going to be there. So the fact that they didn't have a hardened exterior perimeter and they didn't have the plan in place with respect to how to tactically respond to what they knew was going to happen comes all the way back to the people that are designed to make the policies for D.C., for the U.S. Capitol Police, and that is Congress.
Would you classify this as somebody who says, well, these are just protesters who are upset with the way the election went, but it went much, much further than that, and I was surprised how many ex-military were part of it?
Larry, I wouldn't classify it as that because, you know, listen, I'm a big First Amendment fan. Whether you agree or disagree with somebody, that's the beauty of this country. You have the right to say what you want to say. The key part about the First Amendment is one word, peacefully. There was nothing peaceful about trying to occupy the Capitol building, the most iconic building in the history of this country. There is nothing peaceable about that whatsoever. And that is why when we take a look at the totality of who was involved, I'm really not surprised, and I know that it's almost an indictment against our entire system to say that, but, you know, this didn't happen quickly. This didn't happen overnight. We have created an incredibly large schism in this country, and I think that it's only self-evident that and shouldn't be surprising to anyone that there may have been or were members of law enforcement or former law enforcement or military or former military that were part of those ranks, because it's part of the division of the country. We created that.
Now, I have to ask, if law enforcement or some former military were part of the division in the ranks, were members of Congress part of that as well? Did they have a heads up? Did they know something was going on? Because there's word now that some of them even gave tours to people preceding in the days leading up to the events.
Kevin, I'm going to tell you one thing right now. If I was conducting the investigation, which I would do for free at this point, incompetence or ignorance are the only two reasons for having allowed what happened at the Capitol. You can plead ignorance, but it's really difficult to plead ignorance when we know the FBI told you it was going to happen. So I have to go with incompetence. And if there's only one other word, then you intentionally allowed it to happen. Those are the three things that I'd be looking for, to tell you the truth.
When Rudy Giuliani, that morning in front of the White House, as part of the president's address to those gathered there, when Rudy Giuliani said, we got to do this by combat, at what point does free speech become inflammatory to the point where, like, you can't yell fire falsely in a theater or something like that? When do you are you responsible for what you say?
That's a great question, right? I mean, we have talked about this. I remember going back to us having this conversation back after the hate crime committed at the Tree of Life Synagogue outside of Pittsburgh. And we were talking about the very same thing. And the answer is that we have the right to freedom of speech. And as you said about shouting fire in a crowded theater, but the moment that speech, that hate speech becomes actionable, that's the time that is no longer freedom of speech, and that at that point in time, it should be prosecuted. And I'm really surprised at Rudy and for what came out of his mouth, because as a brilliant lawyer, as an incredibly successful prosecutor, for God's sakes, he should know better.
Yeah, talking about speech, Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming, a Republican, came out against the president. She said in her remarks that the president of the United States summoned this mob, assembled the mob, and lit the flames of the attack. I read the transcript and heard the president's speech that day. Is he guilty? I mean, he did invite people to Washington, D.C. for a wild time. Is he guilty for his words and his role in this?
I think as the president of the United States, he crossed the line. You know, he is the commander in chief. He's the leader of the free world. He's the occupant of the Oval Office. And that comes with an immense amount of responsibility. And to say that that he walks away from this unscathed would not be fair, would not be accurate, because his speech was inflammatory. And, you know, again, I'm coming at this as, I don't care whether you're on the right or left side of the aisle, this is a fact. His speech was inflammatory, and he should have known better, because I can't put it all on him, because clearly the division of the country has happened because of the bombastic behavior of our elected officials over the last 3 or 4 years. But he has to own up to the fact that, you know, he weighed in on this. He shouldn't have done it. There was absolutely no reason for him to say what he said.
Finally, Paul, I'm sure that the inauguration, with the lockdown starting today in D.C., is going to be the safest place to be in America. But what about all the other capitals, including our own in Harrisburg, that the FBI warned there could be violent actions?
Larry, I have to say, and I don't know that D.C. is going to be all that safe, to tell you the truth. And if, you know, I have family and friends and a lot of phenomenal listeners and viewers of mine and have been writing asking, you know, should we go, should we go? My answer is no. I mean, I would stay clear of it, to tell you the truth. It's a wild card, and it's not a card I would play. Reference the second part of your question, Larry. The FBI has made it very clear, and to your listeners, I want to point something out. The FBI is extremely meticulous and very judicious in what they say and when they say it and how they say it. It's weighed and filtered. For them to come out and to make a statement that they have credible evidence that there will be violent protests in all 50 states, then rest assured there will be violent protests in all 50 states. My recommendation to all the great listeners in the Pittsburgh area, stay out of major cities and stay away from state capitals for the foreseeable future. And let's let this thing die down. We would not participate in anything in public for a while.
CBS law enforcement and security analyst Paul Violas with also a book coming out next month, Safeguarding America. Always appreciate your input, Paul. Thank you so much.
Tyler, my pleasure. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you, too. Paul.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!